Yes, ahead of Penrith and the Bunnies in a preliminary final this weekend. Cameron Serrato joining us. How are you, Cameron?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
No, great to talk to you. We read in the paper today that the players' group chat went pretty quiet watching the game, the Souths and Parramatta game there on Saturday night. What about the chat between the coaches?
Oh, yeah, that's always going off about something other than footy or footy. And no, it's been a pretty tight crew, players and staff this year, so there's always a bit of banter going on between us.
It's a young, enthusiastic team. So is there just a worry, Cameron, that they could be maybe flat after a week off, that this is the sort of team that would rather be playing week to week rather than having that week off?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's been a weird year. Like, there's been no buys. So I think at the back end of the year, most teams are pretty tired and looking for a rest. So we've really seen it as a bonus for us to have that week off. And even though they had a few days off at the start, they've trained pretty hard in the week that we weren't playing. So I think they'll be ready to go this week. But yeah, you never know. Might start a bit slowly, but I'm sure we'll get it right and give it our best shot.
Cameron, is there much focus on the opposition? You hear a lot of coaches say that at this time of the year, we just make sure our game's ready to rock and don't care too much about the opposition. But I'm sure all the players watch the games on the weekend and seeing the South halves, particularly in their hooker, Damien Cook, have been on fire. So do you address that or do you keep all that pretty chilled?
No, all year we've been pretty hard on our study of the opposition and been pretty detailed in our approach. So there's no reason this time of the year I feel like we should be changing that. So, yeah, we'll know where their threats are and what sort of shape and structures they run and make sure we're ready to that. But as with Cody Walker, it's always a bit of expect the unexpected with him. Mm. So you've got to make sure your defensive line's ready and working together and saving each other's ass.
Can I ask, Cameron, you know, every year everyone goes in with high expectations, you know, whether it's to win the comp or top four or top eight or whatever it may be. You set yourself some goals. But was there a moment this year where you actually thought to yourself, right, no, we're a team capable of winning, genuinely winning the competition? And it just confirmed to you that you were on your way?
Well, I think at the back end of last year, you know, we definitely got our first 10 weeks wrong last year. But from rounds 11 onwards, we were hitting some pretty good marks. And if you look at that sort of table as of round 10 onwards last year, we were sort of top four material in a few key areas. So at the end of last year, we knew we'd have a better year. But there were some things in pre-season where we threw a lot of hard work at the boys and they got through it. And the way they got through it, we looked around at each other and thought, we got something here. And then the way they approached the start of the season, the break in particular, the COVID break, when everyone had to go away and train by themselves, they all went away and really ripped in and got their stuff done. They were so diligent. They stayed in touch. You could feel the camaraderie between them, even though they weren't together, whether it was on Zoom chats or WhatsApps. And I think we knew we had something pretty special then. But as the year rolled on and we started to play some bigger opponents, and even the game we lost, I think, against Parramatta, we, you know, at the time they were the high-flying team. And we probably got 7 to 10 minutes wrong of that game, but we knew for probably 70 minutes of that game we were going pretty well and matching it with them. So I think even though it was our only loss for the year so far, like, it was a real point for us to go, righto, we're on track here.
Cameron, can I ask, we haven't heard much about, since obviously Trent Barrett's got the Bulldogs job, we haven't heard much, gossip in regards to Trent talking to players or Trent concentrating on the Bulldogs job. He seems like he's still very focused on what's in front of him there at the Panthers. And I would imagine if there's no whispers out of a camp, him and Ivan Cleary must have a fantastic relationship and a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah, they do. And like all the coaching staff gets along really good. It's just like being with your mates every day. So, you know, we talk about stuff all the time. And to Baz's credit, he's probably had to do stuff in the background for the Bulldogs, but he's made sure he's getting his job done with us and attacking it just like he was at the start of the year. So that's been really good to see. But I'm sure when he leaves our place at night, he's probably got stuff to work out at the Bulldogs. But I think during the final series with the Bulldogs being out and all their stuff's pretty much done, he's solely focused on us and what we need to do here.
Well, I'll tell you what's underestimated at Penrith is your ability to defend. I know a lot of people talk about your attack and, you know, it's set some good marks this year and, you know, it's looked good. But the thing that's impressed me also has been the way that you've defended. And I reckon that's gone unnoticed. Teams, or, you know, people looking at the game just think, oh, well, Penrith can blow teams away. But when you get down and dirty, Penrith are a very, very good defensive team. How much improvement has there been in that area of your game?
A lot, and there's a lot of hard work that's gone into it. Like I said before, we definitely got the first 10 rounds wrong last year, but when we looked at those markers from round 11 onwards, we were in the top four defensively for large chunks of that year. So we knew what we were doing. We were on the right track. We had to make some adjustments at the end of last year, and we worked really hard in the preseason on our tackling and our defensive structures. And you know, I reckon these guys probably made more tackles than any other team in recent history during the preseason. So I felt like that put us in good stead. Our tackling was a lot better this year, and the way our line's working together, and obviously their attitude and their cohesion off the field has shown a lot throughout the time we're defending. So the way they cover each other and work for each other, and it's been really pleasing to see. And you know, we had a goal at the start of the year to be the top four defensive team, and we ended up being the best defensive team after the regular season. So that was a real reward for the boys. Ended up costing me 500 to their players, Kitty, but yeah, I can live with that.
What about, and I know, you know, when you mentioned Penrith, it's always Nathan Cleary and Kickow and Corrissau are the guys that get mentioned a lot, but I want to know a little bit more about a Liam Martin and a Jerome Luai and their development, because the way that they have improved since the start of the season to the end of the season has been remarkable.
Yeah, mate, those two guys have been awesome. They probably had to wait their time a bit longer for an opportunity than what some young guys need to do these days. Like Jerome in particular had to wait behind James Maloney for large chunks of, you know, 2 years pretty much, and sort of learn from him and take as much in as he could from him. Probably took a bit of his cheek from him as well, but he's been really patient and working on his game away from being under the lights. So that's been really pleasing to see. When he got his opportunity, he just really took it. And Matt Burden pushed him all the way in preseason as well. You know, like he's a really good young player, and to have those two fighting it out probably brought the best out in Jerome. And Liam Martin's, mate, when he turned up at the club, he's from down in Tamora. We took him on an army camp in the under 20s, and the army guys just go, "This guy, like, something about him. He could join the SAS. He was that hardworking. He just doesn't stop, and that's shown in his footy this year. I reckon he's got a real lot of belief in what he's doing this year. Last year when he made his debut, he probably doubted himself a little bit, and probably didn't know if he was up to it. But as the year progressed, he built more and more belief. And then to do what he's done this year, to come in and play 80 minutes week after week at the level he does, has been extraordinary.
And Cameron, you played South in round 7. I think it was 20-12, and it was played at Cogra. Have you looked at that tape, or is it irrelevant almost, considering what Souths have turned themselves into in the back half of the season?
Yeah, the tries they score still stick in your mind. It's hard to forget them, the tries you concede. But no point going and look at that tape. I think Wayne said in his press conference the other day that they're a totally different team to round 7. And we are too. And we feel like we've improved in a lot of areas and probably playing different styles of footy to what we were playing in round 7. So we won't go back and look at that too much. I think you only need to look at South's last few games to figure out where their strengths are and where they're going to be coming.
And a couple of those players are no doubt Damien Cook and Cody Walker. I mean, they've been brilliant over the last few weeks. Obviously, you can't sort of stop them doing what they do, but you can limit the impact that they have on a game. But what's the key thing that you reckon you can focus in on to try and limit what they can do?
Oh, we really got to work together. You know, if we get isolated with Damien Cook's speed or Cody Walker's elusiveness one-on-one, that's going to be really hard to defend. So our line needs to work together, work hard for each other. And at times they're that good that they might break it, and it's going to be down to how much we scramble. You look at every big game in the last few years especially, and it comes down to those moments where teams are scrambling and saving tries and all those sorts of things. So we know it's not going to be easy, but we're going to try and work together as much as we can and try and save as many tries as we can.
Well, Cameron, it'd be great to talk to you, mate. Good luck this week. A big preliminary final against the Bunnies. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me. See ya.